Hey there and hi there, welcome to the Wanderer's Guide to Cosmic Fabulosity, my shiny happy wanderer. Today's snack-sized portion is all about the holiday blues. How can we digest them, maybe be with them in a new and novel way, and get through the holidays with the least amount of suffering? We've got some bite-sized tips, loving advice, and pointers, so I hope you'll stay with me.
Align with your best self. Explore the quality of your being. Step into your capacity to thrive. Broadcasting from the northwest coast of Scotland, this is the Wanderer's Guide to Cosmic Fabulosity with D.W. Long.
So the holiday blues, holiday sadness, holiday depression, feelings of sadness that last throughout the holiday season, especially during the months of November and December. Now, although we have our own version of these things, you know, depending on who we are and how our life environment looks and how we relate to the world in general, if you do a little skiddly-doo around the internet looking at places like the Mayo Clinic and Psychology Today and Mindful.org, blah, 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 lots of places you can look up information about the holiday blues or holiday depression, we find lots of things to be true about where it comes from. Let me just share a few with you. You might be experiencing these, or you might know someone who is experiencing these symptoms. Now, here's the deal that I want you to keep in mind as you listen to this. You know, Christmas is past. This is being posted between Christmas and New Year. So the holiday blues, depression from the season, right? Sadness that goes along with this time of year can go right through into the beginnings of January and maybe even beyond, especially if we have any kind of seasonal affective thing going on. So be very gentle with yourself as you listen to the things that I'm talking about here. So think about generalized stress. This may be due to too many responsibilities you've got going on, more social interactions. I'm an introvert. I love social interactions, but they got to be on my terms and for the amount of time that is comfortable for me, and then I need to go and like rest and relax and get my sort of batteries refueled. So physical and mental fatigue coming from all kinds of different things, family stresses to, you know, financial stress, pressures of perceived obligations. You've got to come over this Christmas because you come over every Christmas. It might be related to travel. I'm planning meals. People get very stressed out about having to host people and making sure that the meal is, finger quotes around this, people, perfect, right? The idea of giving more gifts, right? So you get financial obligations that you don't jibe with the way you'd like to be feeling at this time of year. So travel stress. Many people don't like to get on a plane and go across the country or get in the car and sit in a car for 12 hours to get to a family gathering, right? And then we get to that family gathering and they are stressful because we have differences of opinion, let's say. The inverse of that can be loneliness. And maybe we've had someone pass before this holiday season, and now this will be the first time that we're having the experience of this holiday season without that person. Yes. Something may happen to you with illness or inability to travel because of financial reasons or whatever reasons, and you might feel great disappointment over not being able to see family and friends. Yes. And pandemic isolation was, really indicative in the diagnosis of people who are experiencing depression because of isolation. So if these circumstances look like something you are familiar with, well, be very, very gentle with yourself, because we know that along with this feeling blue, the feelings of sadness, the holiday depression, right, we can feel tiredness, lack of energy. We can feel like not doing things. We maybe have stopped feeling that we can enjoy the activities that we would have liked before, and that can bring us into the realm of feeling shame around that, guilt around that. Maybe something's, quote, wrong with us. We might get a sense of hopelessness because of that, and then that impacts our relationships, yes, and we, get people saying, what's wrong with you? I mean, it's Christmas. Exactly. Some of us might say. Other symptoms you might notice yourself experiencing is difficulty concentrating, not bringing things to fruition, like starting a task and not being able to finish it, yes, making decisions about what to do, maybe even meals, maybe where to go, not to mention all of the weird indecision that comes around gift giving this time of year. I mean, that's just pressure we don't need. Yeah, we might find it difficulty to, be at work, not only figuratively, but get to work and do the work, right? General irritability. Listen to me now when I say this. You've got to be gentle with yourself if you're experiencing any of the things that I'm talking about here. Yeah, there's some things that we can do to help modulate the impact they have on us. But the first thing I'm going to talk about, right, and I'm going to come from a very sort of somatic-centered psychotherapy principle from Hakomi. Ask yourself the question, as we do here on The Wanderer's Guide, yes, ask yourself the question, can I be with, listen to what I'm saying, can I be with whatever it is I'm experiencing in this moment without needing to do anything about it, without needing to fix it, and maybe even without even needing to figure it out? Can I simply be with the experience I'm having in this moment, knowing that it is 100% okay, 100% normal? And there's nothing wrong with me in this moment. I am experiencing the holiday blues, holiday depression, sadness because of fill in the blank, whatever it is. I'm going to allow myself the space, figuratively and definitively in physical reality, to be with this experience. Now hang on a second. Breathe that in. Some of you right now might be saying, oh no, Dan, who the hell would want to be with the experiences you're talking about? And I completely get it. Yeah. However, I will speak from the evidence base, knowledge that I have, and from personal experience working with hundreds, if not, I don't know how many thousand clients. Yeah. And my own experience. If we can learn to mindfully be with whatever it is we're experiencing, rather than trying to push it away, force it out of us, fix it, change it, Western medical model it, yeah, if we can just learn to be with, something can happen for us that is far more transformative than the other things that I'm not advocating for. And come at me in an email if you want to. So what can we do, though, with these feelings, yeah, that might be considered more proactive in your mind if you're listening to me after all this talk of just being with? General consensus on a lot of this from all of these different resources that I was talking about earlier, right? So here we go. Can you maybe stick to your normal routines as much as possible? If your practice is to get up in the morning and do some kind of, yoga or eat your breakfast in a certain way, and then you always take the dog for a walk, right? Can you stick to that routine and not allow, the external environment to knock you off of that too much? Yes. Are you getting enough sleep? This is kind of a duh moment, I know. And you might be saying, Dan, I don't sleep as well during the holidays because of all the damn things you've been talking about. Well, yes, of course. Can you do things to help you get more sleep? Aromatherapy, turning off your phone at least an hour before, getting away from that blue light. Yes, we've all heard about that. Yeah. Here's some other things. Can you take time for yourself without isolating? Yes. Can you spend time with yourself in a way that is nourishing? And can you also split that time with supportive and caring people, people who really care about your well-being? Yeah. Stay away from the people with the political views that trigger you. Keep a little distance from, the people you might end up in an argument with whilst you build your batteries up in order to do that at another time, like on the one day that we've got to be there, Christmas dinner, for example, yes, or whatever holiday dinner you're celebrating, or whatever gathering that you're going to be, needing to spend time with the people who might not be in alignment with your cosmic fabulosity, yes. So eat and drink in moderation, duh. If you're feeling down, depressed, got the blues, the last thing, my shiny happy, you need to be doing is drinking copious amounts of alcohol. Yeah, it's a depressant. It's just going to send you down further. Don't do it. Yeah, bossy pants here, but I'm serious. Don't do it. If you're feeling down, do other things. Yeah, drink some lovely tea. So are you getting exercise, right? Even short walks are good for you. Take the dog for a walk if you've got one. Walk with your bestie, yeah? Get out and do something. You know, don't go to a spin class if you don't feel like it. You couldn't drag me into one of those anyway. But, you know, just do light exercise. Get fresh air. We know that being out in nature is good for us, so do that. Keep things simple for yourself. Make to-do lists very gently. Yes, very gentle to-do lists, not to-do lists that if you don't finish them, you're going to feel worse about it. Gentle to-do lists. And included in those to-do lists are the things you do for yourself. I'm pausing so you can take that in. The things you do for yourself. Yeah. Set reasonable expectations and goals for all of these activities. Yeah. Don't be overdoing anything. You know, if you've got a shop and you got to cook and entertain, right? Set reasonable goals and then give yourself some space for things to not go perfectly. Yes. Even when it comes to attending parties and things, right? If you say you're going to go to a party and you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's a blowout that's going to go on till 3 o'clock in the morning and 11 o'clock comes and you want to get the hell out of there, do it. Hello. Get the hell out of there, right? Take good care of yourself. Here's the thing about spending. And I've had clients talk to me about this recently. Set a budget for holiday activities, including gift giving, and just stick with it. Yeah. Everyone's going to appreciate your gift for the most part. And if they don't, that is their lousy ass problem. Yeah. If you have been thoughtful enough to give someone a gift and they don't appreciate it, that has nothing to do with you. So set your budget. Don't overextend yourself financially in buying presents and find ways to relax. Music is so good for me. My brain loves the music. Yeah. Is music good for you? Is fresh air good for you? Cuddling puppies, cuddling your loved one, being in silence without isolating, right? A little bit of isolation, fine, right? But not isolating for the purpose of not dealing with, yes? Isolating for being with in a very intentional way. These are all things that can help you get through this holiday season, maybe even with a sense of thriving. Wouldn't that be lovely? So here's what I send to you in this little quick nibble. Yes, think of this as a lovely little nibble of Christmas cake that I've just given you here, affirming that you can get through this holiday season with the blues being by your side, sitting on top of you, right, trying to burst out your chest. Whatever the experience is, you can do this. Be good to yourself first and foremost. Take on some of the tips that I talked about here. None of them are difficult. Yeah, none of them are difficult. You can do this. Keep getting in touch with me, telling me what you want to hear about, and know that always here from the Wanderer's Guide to Cosmic Fabulosity, we send you, and that's the royal we, that's me, send you huge amounts of love and light. Right? In the most truthful and fundamental way. Until next time.
You've been listening to The Wanderer's Guide to Cosmic Fabulosity with DW Long. If, like me, you're enjoying what DW has to say, go ahead and hit the subscribe button to keep up with future content.
I would absolutely love it if you click a star rating or leave a review. That way, I can know that the content I bring here is useful to you.
Want to ask a question for a future episode? Click on the link in the show notes to send your question along via DW's website at www.mcscoach.com.